So I'm going to say there are three kinds of faith to live by. And I'm going to list them for you. I'm going to give you the first. Number one, there's a grace to stand in. There is a grace to stand in. Now, I'm not going to read Romans 5, 1 through 5, but I am going to quote from it an important phrase. Verse 2 says, we have access by faith into this grace. And then Paul in Ephesians 6, 13 says, having done all, to stand. There's some standing to do. You can stand in your own strength. That may let you down. You can stand in a safe place. That may not always be safe. But there is a place to stand that takes an interesting kind of faith. It's a grace to stand in. I relate this specifically to dealing with your circumstances and the flesh. How do we as believers stand in grace when we are in such dire circumstances at times? For Paul, he was about to be beheaded, which I can't think of a worse way to die, by the way. Some fella hacked your head off with an axe. Now, there was a grace here to stand in, and by faith, mind you, it's all by faith. There is a grace to stand in there. And it involves a spiritual insight. You know, I know the whole story. I got the big picture here. These immediate circumstances are terrifying. I'm about to be executed, but I'm going to keep the faith. How? I'm going to choose to stand in a grace that's completely contrary to my flesh and the situation and everything going on around me. But I've got a place I can stand in. You see, Romans 5, 1 through 5, if it teaches us anything, it teaches us that we can hope in the worst of circumstances. And not be ashamed, he says in the same portion in Romans chapter 5, 1 through 5. There is a place of hope that we can stand in and refuse to be ashamed, yea, be bold and confident. And there are going to be times in your life when that sounds otherworldly, frankly. And it's going to take a faith. A faith you choose to exercise by choosing to stand in a grace which is bigger than you, more powerful than you, more available than any resource you can come up with. Because you have said, I am going to, by faith, believe God. I'm going to trust God. See, standing in grace.